I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1892. That was the day that black and white workers in New Orleans began what is considered the first integrated general strike in United States history. The strike began when the New Orleans Board of Trade refused to enter into an agreement with the Teamsters Union because it included black members. The Teamsters were part of what was known as the Triple Alliance. The other two groups in the alliance were the Scalesmen and the Packers unions. The Board of Trade had settled contracts with those two, mostly white unions. The refusal to bargain with the Teamsters set a wave of anger through the New Orleans labor movement. Labor was on the march in New Orleans in 1892. That May, streetcar workers had won union recognition after a successful strike. The American Federation of Labor had spent the year organizing throughout the city. One emphasis of the organizing drive was interracial labor cooperation. Workers were ready to let their voices be heard. The general strike was called and grew to include between 20 and 25,000 workers. Trade unions, musicians, and shoe clerks joined the strike. Even some of the unions that had already won contracts, including the streetcar workers, walked off the job in solidarity. The central demand was union recognition. The mayor of New Orleans refused to deploy his police force to stop the strikers, but the governor threatened armed intervention. Faced with that threat, the strike ended on November 11th. The workers gained some wage increases, but did not win union recognition. And in retribution for their solidarity, the streetcar workers lost the contract they had won earlier that year. Labor History in Two, brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and the Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com.